Caps in Boston tonight, getting ready for Game 7 against the Bruins in what has so far been a very tight playoff series.
Greg Wyshynski joins us now. He's the editor of Yahoo's Puck Daddy blog. Thanks for coming on back, Greg.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. It's going to be a very interesting night, don't you think?
Yeah, we do. We're sitting on the edges of our seats. What do you see happening?
Well, I like the Caps in this game a little bit. They've had some Game 7 experience, all on home ice for them. Alex Ovechkin 1-3 in Game 7s. But they go into this game looking like a better defensive team than I think we've seen the Capitals be in previous postseasons. Now, it's very tough to win close games against the Boston Bruins, no doubt. But I think that defensive prowess that we've seen from the Capitals and from Dale Hunter's coaching, let's be honest, he shuts it down in the last 10 minutes of games, doesn't play Ovechkin, just plays the role players. That defensive prowess, I think, might actually give them a better shot in this Game 7 than in previous ones.
Not only is it the defenseman playing well, but Braden Holtby, the rookie goaltender for the Caps, going up against the Vezina Trophy winner Tim Thomas. What an epic battle between those two.
Goaltenders in the past for the Capitals going into pressure situations like this. And kind of, Varlamov didn't exactly have the best game against the Penguins a few years back. Holtby's made of stern stuff. I mean, Holtby, I think, is going to be able to handle a pressure situation like this. Problem being, across the ice, you have a Tim Thomas who's 3-1 in Game 7s, backstopped all their wins last year on the way to the Cup. He is not going to be feeling the pressure in a game like this, I don't think. So the experience advantage is on the Bruins' side in Game 7s, but I think that you can't discount the fact the Capitals have also been in a few of these as well.
Well, you know, every game this series has been decided by just one goal, and it's been pretty physical. Do you think the hits will be taken up a notch tonight, or the players will think more about avoiding taking that penalty?
You know, it's funny. After Game 3 in this series, I thought the Bruins were going to become the big bad Bruins again, throw their body around, punch people after whistles and that kind of thing. It never came to fruition, and every time I think the series is going to get really physical, it doesn't go there. I think we'll see good hitting tonight. I think we'll see the Capitals continue to sacrifice their body to block shots. They're third in the playoffs and block shots. It's just going to be another tightly played game. I mean, they set an NHL record. There was the first series in NHL history where the first six games were only decided by one goal, and I don't think it would shock anybody to see them go 7 with that streak.
Well, let's get to the bottom line here. You are picking the Capitals to upset the defending champs?
Well, yeah, because logic has no home in the 2012 playoffs. Everything you thought was going to happen didn't happen. I know my Cup picks are all out the window. So I like the Caps in this spot. I just think that, you know, going into a situation where they're not the favorite has benefited them in this series. And I'm going to put my faith in their role players to make something happen, and that the Bruins star players might not be able to put two games back to back. They played real well in Game 6, Tyler Seguin and that crew. But there's been some inconsistency from this Bruins team in these playoffs that I think might benefit the Capitals in Game 7.
Hey, Greg, we really hope you're right. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
That's Greg Wyshynski, editor of Yahoo's Puck Daddy blog.